Minutes podcast. I'm Stephanie. Thank you so much for joining me. You can find the Mocha Minutes podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, TuneIn, CastBox, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. Find us on any of those platforms or wherever else you catch a podcast. Also, still soliciting for ratings and reviews. If you would be so inclined, please leave us some 5 stars. Leave us some reviews. Would greatly appreciate it. Also, you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Mocha Minutes on all three of those platforms. If you want to shoot me an email, give me some feedback. Other than on those three places, you can email me at mochaminutes@gmail.com. Hello, hello, everybody. This is the Mocha Minutes podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope everybody's #quarantine life is going a little bit better. I know it's month 75 million bajillion of this. But yeah, it's, whew, I hope everybody who's holding on is still holding on. I'm here with y'all because quarantine life is no joke. But I'm so glad this is week 2 back from hiatus, and y'all know how I feel about this person. Y'all know that she is my sweet potato, one of my favorite cookies in the world, my mint chocolate chip. We have Cook from Highly Inappropriate. Cook, how are you this evening?
I'm great. Hey, Lucas.
I am not editing that out. This is great.
We don't edit anything.
We ain't editing shit.
This is how we do. This is how we do with cookies. I ain't editing nothing.
I ain't editing shit.
It's like, oh, not what?
Not a damn thing. Leave it in there.
This is not Marsha's plate, and she's not me. Ooh, Diamond, cut that out. Take that part out. Nope. It always makes me laugh when I listen to the episode, and it's always like, "Oh, Diamond, take that out." I'm like, I'm hearing her say that, so that means Diamond didn't take this out, and it makes it 10 times funnier. Oh my gosh. How are you? How is quarantine life for you?
Oh my gosh. So hashtag stoner life is more like it, because like, this is the only thing that's been getting me through. And it's so funny because I was texting my friend, mm-hmm. and we were chit-chatting and, you know, going back and forth. And I was like, I'm almost tired of smoking because it's like Groundhog Day here.
Wow.
Same thing every day. Wake up, make the donuts, in bed by lunchtime, in pajamas by 4. It just is... But we're making it. We're making it. Everything is okay. Like I'm stable.
So you know, but what? I'm thinking about trying CBD oil. Maybe that'll help with my sleeping.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. I was like, I've been meaning to ask you. I'm like, I need to ask her.
Well, I don't know anything about CBD because I use THC.
Oh, okay. But
because you're not like a smoker, CBD probably will work for you. CBD would not work for me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It would piss me off is what it would
do. Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's counter THC to me.
Oh, okay.
It would totally bring me down and I would be like, what the fuck happened, bruh?
Okay. Okay. Huh.
But for you, it'll do what it's supposed to do.
Okay.
I believe it. I guarantee.
Mm-hmm. Let me find a good person, because you know it's legal here in the Maryland. So
I know. So. And it's so funny because a friend of mine called. I had to coach my good friend over the weekend. They had an edible. And just kind of walk them through it. Like, no matter what you think is going to happen, it's not. Like, no matter what. Like, no matter what. Like, even if your brain is telling you you're going to die, I promise you, you're not.
I still remember you were the first person that gave me an edible. And I'm like, at my age, I'm like, wow, this is the first time. And I have never slept more soundly. I was like, this is the best sleep ever. I'm like, y'all, I felt like I slept and it felt like I was in this big pillow on my bed. It's the same bed. And I'm like, if the bed felt different, I just felt and I floated and I fell asleep. And I'm like, yes, yeah, the drugs, but it also helped me sleep. So there's that. I was like, I just slept differently. I slept so soundly. I slept longer than 6 hours at a time. It's like, oh, this is so great. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I like that, you know, the way that I had them cut up. Mm-hmm. They were so small.
Yeah. Because you were so funny. Don't you eat this before you kill? I was like, yes, mom.
Do not eat this in your car on the way home.
He's like, do not. Kitchen,
while you're on the road, I know.
Absolutely. I was like, okay. I was like, oh, okay.
Don't eat this till you get home.
Right. I was like, and she was serious. She's like, don't do it.
I gave everyone instructions. Don't do this.
You did. You really did. It's like, that's right. That's fair.
Because I went to the edible fair and I overdid it at the edible fair. I don't know if anyone remembers, but Brandon and Ashley from Where's My 40 Acres met us because we all went to dinner. And I was tripping balls that whole night. And I don't know if they noticed, but when I was at the edible fair, they were handing out samples.
What?
So of course it's an edible fair. They have samples.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Like, they're little tiny, like little bite-sized little pieces on toothpicks. Like, you know, like they really chop them up really small. Like, here, just take a nibble. So of course, you know, I hit about 3-4 tables. After a while, it's like, oh, bitch. And then I had some gorilla cookies.
Oh,
so
God.
I smoked a joint. And
oh my God.
I think I had some tincture, like a lick of tincture. It was a lot. And I was tripping balls that night, but I wrote it out and I survived, but I kept going live in the group because that was the time that I was high for 72 hours. It took me 3 days to come down.
Oh boy.
And I was exhausted from being high. I was exhausted. I think at one point I cried. I wanted to come down so bad. I was like, I'd give anything. But every morning I woke up, I was high and I hated it. It was awful. It was like 72 hours of severe stoning.
Oh my gosh, 72 hours?
Because I ate a magic donut and... Honey, that thing. So, and this is what I was explaining. I was like, depending on who's making your edibles, it's sometimes you have to buy your edibles from people who actually smoke or actually know how to properly dose.
Mm.
You have to ask, you know, the person doing the dosing. You know, like some people don't understand, like they're buying edibles. Some of these edibles are for cancer patients. Full stop. Like these are not meant for casual recreational juggies, though. This is for to help people recover from chemo. Mm. This is not to be fucked with, okay? But those donuts, they were like, I can't even remember. All I know is I just remember the donut is what did it. It was the donut. The donut was all kinds of colors too.
Oh. Okay.
It was a lot. Me at the edible fair. Y'all, oh God, pray for me. Just pray.
Oh, oh my gosh, a mess. Oh my gosh. Now I want to get this donut. Before before we slide into gear, just one thing. I want to have a little story. I always like to do Am I the Asshole? But I want to postpone that one because I have a better story. So I have a story for y'all. Oh, well, okay. I did until she deleted it. Well, this is going to be fun.
No, what happened?
So,
what
happened? She, Money Maya, deleted it, but she had detailed a very, so I guess we will. I guess I will be telling y'all, and we will play Am I the Asshole? But the first thing is Maya, and her name will be coming back up because we'll be talking about Talib Kweli. She wrote out a story about how she was in a very toxic situation with a guy. He was screaming and threatening her. He said he would kill her and then himself if she didn't talk to him. He followed her, or at least found her location. She was visiting her father, so he went to her father's house and sat outside her father's house. And she said, I went out there after 2 hours. He was begging her to talk to him. He wanted a kiss. She was like, no, no, no. She's like, I took scissors with me just in case he tried something. And I'm bringing this up for a reason. She said that at the time this happened, she was 19 and he was 25.
Yikes.
Now I'm bringing this up because we're also going to be talking about August and Jada and Will, and a lot of people saying that because of his age, he's not mature enough. And I wanted to highlight this story because this nigga's 25.
Right.
Off is not in, they don't have a cutoff like, oh, if he's over 25, it's better. I'm like, yeah, no, he's this in this instance. And women have other instances of men being over a certain age and being extremely toxic or hurtful or scary, if you, whatever word you want to use. Because quiet as it's kept, I would love to know the ages of all these men that are killing Black trans women. I'm pretty sure some of them are over 25.
I think they're all around that age, though.
Yeah. So it's like, demographic. Right. If we're talking about under 25, that's a problem. I was like, yeah, see, sure. But yeah. But yeah. I can't wait to talk about this because, ooh, it's a lot. Anyway. Am I the asshole? We will play this today because Maya probably got some hate because homegirl has been getting harassed for days.
Yeah, shout out to her. I've been made aware of this. And I'm ready to jump in, but I unfollowed said person a long time ago because he'd been on that bullshit. Mm. He's been in that, a little itch bay.
Mm. I can believe it because I was like, I had to look. I'm like, let me actually look. Do I actually follow him? I don't think I do.
Twitter made me unfollow him. He's another person that once I started following them on Twitter and observing them online, I unfollowed them and was like, nah, we good.
Yeah. See, oh God, I can't wait. All right. So am I the asshole for calling out my sister-in-law as a huge fucking moron in front of our family? Okay.
I need to hear both sides.
Woo, I know. Backstory needed. My mom is a huge Hamilton fan, and amazingly enough, we got tickets to see the original Broadway show. I'm super jealous. And cast when it first came out. Incredible show with a talented and diverse cast. Anyway, back to present. Our extended family have done lockdown together as my parents own a large property. So there's room for me, my boyfriend's sister, my parents, my brother and his wife, plus our 3 dogs. You must have a very big house. At dinner the other night, we were talking about our current terrible political climate. This whole thing started with me saying, I couldn't believe that we are a country that went from electing Obama to Trump. Cause that's what white people always say, like we were so progressive in voting the first Black man president. So how could we even then go from that to Trump? Let me shut up. My sister-in-law is a Trump supporter and voted for him. She was a surprise supporter. And even my brother was surprised she voted for him, though she voted more as a joke than anything else. Sigh.
It's not a joke. It's not a joke.
I love how that's this is not a joke to folks. This is not even close to fucking joke. Funny.
ass. She is a fucking moron.
Yeah. So when I made that comment, sister-in-law immediately told me I had no idea what I was talking about, that Obama wasn't the first black man to be president. At this point, the entire table's attention was on my sister-in-law, all in awe as to what explanation she was going to pull out of her ass would be quite the magic trick. My sister-in-law, with the metaphorical mic, begins to explain that Obama wasn't the first black president, but Thomas Jefferson was. As she's met with blank stares, she continued her idiocy. Sister-in-law says that actually, in fact, there were a lot of high-profile black men in politics back in the day. Needing even more info than that, we asked her where on earth she was getting this information from. She then tells us, much to my delight and defeat, that Hamilton was very educational and had taught her a lot. Again, another brick wall was hit, and again, we needed another explanation. She obliged and told us that before watching the show, she had no idea Thomas Jefferson was black. Barking out the biggest laugh ever, I even spat out my water. This fool thought Thomas Jefferson was black because he was portrayed by a black actor, Daveed Diggs, his fine ass, in that show she saw that one time. History be damned, this whole time she thought certain historical figures were black because of who portrayed them on Broadway. Unable to contain myself, I just said, you're such an idiot, a huge fucking moron. It's unreal. The whole table erupted in a mix of laughter and shocked gasps. For the record, I never really got on with my sister-in-law, but have never spoken like that to her before. Still, I was in disbelief. Sister-in-law then went on to say she didn't think it was right for black actors to portray white characters / people because it was confusing because people don't go to school. My brother is furious at me for disrespecting his wife, but I just think he's embarrassed. Anyway, am I the asshole?
Gotta be.
Ooh.
No, you're not an asshole. Your sister-in-law's a moron.
Oh my gosh.
And your brother is a moron and an idiot and an asshole. Because he's married to her.
It's like, wait a minute. It's because Hamilton has confused me because he put black people there. What the hell are you talking about? What? Wait, what?
What kind of low information bitch you gotta be?
Is this?
Informed by.
Like, back. Girl, no. It's like, you can call Josh for calling her. Like, if at the most, if you want, it's up to you. You can call Josh for calling her a fucking moron.
She's not apologizing.
I mean, I said that at the most.
Apologizing.
I mean, Cook said don't apologize. I agree. Damn. I feel like there's nothing to really apologize for. But,
damn thing.
But, you know, quarantine ain't over. So there's that.
I mean, y'all all quarantining together, that's wild and shit. I mean, it's cool in theory, but then you have these conversations with motherfuckers and now you gotta be looking at bitches like, how did you get here? How did we get here? Or maybe you're the reason why we're all here and this whole quarantine is partially your fault because you voted for this dumbass motherfucker in the first place. I'm sorry. No apologies. None.
Nope, take backs. Nope. That's it. We good.
You said what you said.
No take backs.
She'll always be a moron. And if they have kids, you just be like, your mom's a moron. And that's why you never really think kids. Fuck it.
I mean, it's just like, girl, what the hell are you doing? Ugh, girl, get on my face. But yes, fun. Especially after last week, as soon as Hamilton dropped and people are like, excuse me, this is not historically sound. I'm like, can you just enjoy the music? Like, I'm sorry. I'm not going to Broadway to get educated. It's literally the last place I'm going to be entertained. And that's it. Or just don't watch it. But don't pee in everybody's cornflakes if they actually enjoy it. It's like, it's fine. No one's making you watch it. But so many people who won, either A, couldn't see it because there were no tickets. Yeah. Or B, couldn't afford the tickets even if it was tickets available. Or C, because all theaters, especially the ones on Broadway, are not ADA compliant, they couldn't go see it. Now they could sit at home in their comfortable chair and watch the original cast of Hamilton. I need y'all to stop. It's like, it's okay not to like these things. There's a lot of shit that I don't like, but you ain't gonna see me going, oh my God, you watch this? Ugh, God. I'm like, I don't watch it. Have fun.
For me, that's it. What I didn't like, I just didn't like the people who were like, oh, I can't really get into musicals. That's my only issue, really. Like, I understand people talking about colonization and them, you know, kind of misrepresenting him like he was a slaver. And then not getting to things, I'm with it. I'm totally with it. Like, yes, because fuck the system. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. But it's a great piece of art. And I'm just more disappointed at the subtlety of people in there just like, oh, I'm not really into, you know, musicals. I can't. Like, wait a minute. No, yes, you can. You can. Okay? You can. All right?
Yeah.
I know some of you all's musical choices. And if you listen to Chance the Rapper, you can fucking listen to Hamilton. I mean.
Yeah, we'll be getting to him too. Lord have mercy. It's been a
fuck week. Everybody. My God.
It's like, what the hell? See, this is what happens when y'all don't put your fucking masks on and outside is closed until further notice. This is what happens. Put your goddamn mask on. We could be out of the house and we wouldn't have to hear this stupid shit. Anyway. All right, let's start low key. And we're going to start with something that I literally thought would never, ever happen. The name of the Washington football team.
Foosball.
Woo! The team down in Washington, they are going to retire the name.
Good.
So this is for a media release. For a media release, and this is as of today, July 13th. On July 3rd, we announced the commencement of a thorough review of the team's name. That review has begun in earnest. As part of this process, we want to keep our sponsors, fans, and community apprised of our thinking as we go forward. Today, we are announcing we will be retiring the team name and logo upon completion of the review. Dan Snyder and Coach Rivera, Riverboat Ron, y'all all know him, are working closely to develop a new name and design approach that will enhance the standing of our proud tradition-rich franchise and inspire our sponsors, fans, and community for the next 100 years. Mm-hmm. So several things. The first thing is, there have been very various Indigenous groups who have been asking for this change for decades. This isn't like, it didn't just happen. And this is all happening because the sponsors did what they should have did before, which is say, as long as you have that name, we are pulling out. FedEx pulled out. Nike pulled out. They're like, we're dropping all of your stuff out of our store. FedEx was like, yeah, no, we're done. And then other sponsors pulled out. And they're like, oh, well, maybe we should change the name. Maybe we should at least think about changing the name. You think?
Yeah.
He's like,
and you know what? It's fucked up because this is not the... This conversation is not new. This conversation is at least 20 years old, 25 years old.
Exactly.
Native Americans told us this shit was a fucking slur decades ago.
I was like, oh, shoot. Oh, yes, it is. Like, oh, because when you think about it, you're like, oh. And the bad part about it is the same owner, Dan Snyder, that you're like, oh my God, Dan's changing the name. He said a few years ago, oh, nobody hates the name. There are people who are fine with it.
Yep.
Don't do that.
And the thing that pissed me off to the most, is that the Washington fan base is damn near predominantly African American.
Yep.
And it was them niggas that was sitting up there talking about, oh, it's no big deal. And I was like
it's not.
Half the DC area is no longer a Washington fan. because mm-hmm. they've never had a black quarterback. Yeah. Or they had black, you know, black, decent black players. So they started cheering for Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all really know why people be cheering for Dallas out here, still this Dallas still some bitch asses, but that's why niggas cheer for them. And so mm-hmm. I mean, at the minimum, I respect their decision. Yeah. But oh no, this is a long time in the making. Long time. Should have been happened. Should have mm-hmm. been changed. They changed the name from the Bullets to the Washington. They changed it from the Bullets because the murder rate in DC was so high. And they wanted to make a statement and say, okay, we're not going to glorify violence. And with such a large African-American population, that's not an appropriate name for a team. So we're going to change it to the Wizards.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all couldn't change that. Man, and it took FedEx and
it took
Nike.
White people taking their money away. And it was like, right, y'all couldn't have just did this decades ago where it just been like, yeah, we should change it. It was like, no. Y'all don't care. See, this is what y'all need to do. Just start yanking money from them.
Yeah, but the same white people that was okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, unfortunately, whiteness ain't good. It's just not.
Right. There are indigenous activists who've been fighting this for years. Some of them probably have died before this even came out. So it's like they spent a majority of their life saying, stop doing this. Like, this is not okay. My race is not a mascot. And on top of that, you're using a racial slur of my race as the name of your team.
Not to mention the Florida Seminoles, the Braves, the Cleveland Indians.
The Chicago Blackhawks, the Kansas City Chiefs. You know they next.
All of them have been asked or been mm-hmm. mentioned in this conversation. It's just not Washington. It's just Washington. It was the most egregious.
Right. Because with the Cleveland Indians, it's like, I think they, didn't they get rid of their mascot? The Chief Wahoo? Isn't he gone?
Something to that effect.
Yeah. Yes. It's kind of like, y'all didn't change the name because it's like, well, I mean, because I think they don't, indigenous folks don't go by Indian anymore, so you might want to think about changing the name, because I think they also were like, yeah, we're looking at that. I'm like, uh-huh.
Right, and not to mention, Columbus thought he was in India, and no.
Yeah, no, we're not in India. Like, what the hell?
No. Yeah.
So let's just see what happens.
Just all around, just knock all that shit down.
It's like, I'm good. I'm like, and then because I have a buddy that's our team. She's from like Southern Maryland, close to the DC line. And she like posted on her Facebook, her IG story. And then she said, girl, them comments. I'm like, yeah, I can only imagine. It's like, yeah. I can only imagine. And the bad part about it is it's not just white people under there. And that's the problem.
That is. And if you're African-American acting like this, it's a major problem because you know better.
It's some Native folks going, I'm Native American and I'm not offended. Girl, don't do that.
That, and you know what? A coon is a coon is a goddamn coon no matter what race they are. Child. And I think that's a given. But damn. I'm sorry. I'm holding African Americans accountable for their participation in this bullshit.
I'm having all the black people, all the African Americans, Caribbean Americans. I don't care where you from. But you holding water for this shit, I have a very big problem with this.
Major.
It's like, nope, I'm good. No, this name can change. Yeah, that name can die. It's like, so now I guess I can start calling them the Washington racial slurs.
Exactly. I wanted to be the Washington crackers, personally.
I still remember, because I don't know if you do remember this, a few years ago on ESPN, they couldn't even say the team name because there was a lawsuit going on. So when people are like, oh my God, this is something, like, excuse me, ESPN couldn't say the name of the team. They had to say the Washington franchise or the football, the Washington football team. They couldn't even say the name because there was a lawsuit. There was open litigation. Like, what are y'all doing?
Yep.
It was like, they couldn't even say it on television.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't new. It's just, thank you for getting off y'all asses and just doing the right thing. This is the right thing, period. I don't want to hear anything else. It's like, good, change it to something else. Anything else. There's so many animals out there. You could have called them the manatee. Girl, pick an animal. Something ferocious.
A lot of things could have been done a long time ago, and we're learning that now. They didn't fucking want to. And I'm sorry, but that speaks volumes.
It's like all of a sudden they're like, oh no, the spotlight's on us. We got to change. Yeah, no shit.
Y'all could have did this decades ago. You didn't want to. And now you're going to have to live with that.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's that.
Yep.
Ooh, let's have some, let's go a good story. So we now on our televisions, we will be having a Black Catwoman. Javicia Leslie will now be taking over the role as Catwoman. Batwoman. I thought she was Catwoman. Never mind. She will be playing Batwoman. She is the first Black woman to portray Batwoman. She is replacing Ruby Rose, who left after season one. So I'm very, very excited about this because not only is she Black, she is also bisexual. So she's blazing a lot of trails here.
Yeah.
I mean, Ruby Rose, I think, is bisexual as well. So, but she still, is. It's a Black bisexual woman. So I'm very excited. And Javicia Leslie is like gorgeous.
I mean, are we getting this in place of defunding the police, or are we getting this in addition to
defunding the police? I don't think the CW can defund anything. So I'm good with this. See, that's the thing. So here's my thing about that. I'm like, I need everybody to stay in their lane when it comes to making things better for Black people. If you are a movie studio, I need you to diversify yourself in front of and behind the camera.
Okay.
Not just for a couple of weeks.
Can I counter and just say that? Here's the thing. When we talk about making things better for Black people, I am always appreciative that those opportunities for Black improvement go to Hollywood actors and celebrities and established millionaires. I would like to see some of that trickle down here to the working class level with improvement for Black people. So that's why, you know, I am happy for this girl. I am glad she's getting this part and this opportunity, but I feel that the growing concern for Black pacifism, pacifism.
No, that's right. That's right.
Thank you. That we're being pacified by giving, you know, these roles and things that, you know, we can see on the TV. But what does that mean at the community level? What does that mean for people who are still being beaten by police? What does that mean for schools that are still not being funded fairly? You know, in communities that don't have decent hospitals or food deserts. So, and I hate to be that person. I feel like, I feel like I've reached that point where I've lost complete faith in the humanity, or that whiteness can be associated with humanity. And I know that this may be a controversial thing, and I said what I said, but, you know, like I said, they've had 400 years to make this better. And right now, I fear that if we don't continue to hold them to task, that they're going to just keep throwing, you know, these types of things at us. And it's not to slight or take away from that young lady, because she's from Maryland as well. So, you know, a lot to celebrate for her and being representation and being from the same state. And yes, she's beautiful. And yes, she's LGBTQIA. But I feel like, you know.
No, the thing about it is, I get what you're saying because I hear you. I just want both. I want defunding. I want better communities, but I also want better representation. I want everything. Like, so this ain't pacifying me. Yeah. I'm like, no, I want this. And I want you to take at least $2 or $3 billion from every police department's budget.
Yeah.
I want everything. I want better schools for our children. I want you to put more money into our schools. I don't want people to be like nervous about sending their kids to school and they have to make that choice because their schools are so underfunded. They have to do that because their school is not it's not at a level of their white counterparts in the better zip codes. So that's why we don't. It's like, no, I want better things behind in front of the camera. I want everything. The thing about it is, because, well, yeah, I want the name of the Washington football team changed, but I also want you to take some fucking money from that Washington Police Department. I want all of it.
All
it don't pass by me at all. So I get, so that's the thing. I get when people say, I'm like, what is this fuck supposed to do about this? I'm like, I'm sorry. What is the CW supposed to do? They supposed to stay in your lane. I want better things. I don't want to hear about a 24-year-old black woman dying during childbirth. I don't want to hear about that. I want better things. I want everything across the board. I am being completely selfish because I'm a fucking Leo and I fucking deserve. We deserve fucking better, okay? I want to see a black cat woman. I want to see black. I want to see native everywhere. I want to see more trans women and stop giving it to straight people and say, oh, you can be a trans woman because this is so complex, and it, like, you know, gets you an award, and it's like, bitch, how about you actually get somebody who can bring authenticity to that role because they actually fucking live that life. I want all of it. I'm like, don't give me scraps. Give me the whole fucking plate. If that plate includes defunding the police, bring more stuff in the community, and I can stop hearing this Nixon era old adage of black on black crime. So I'm like, I'm sorry, but bitch, fuck y'all. There is no such thing as black on black crime. Like, tell me, what is a black on black crime? If you say murder, I'm like, that's not something that's inherently black. It took me a minute to realize why I had a problem with that. Because you're basically saying that crime is inherently
black,
associated to a race. So you don't do white on white crime. It's just fucking crime. If you want to do it, you want to do it. It's community crime. If there's a spirit of lack and desperation in any place that is so at a status that is lower than middle class, hell, even middle class, lower middle class, at the poverty level, you're going to find crime there. In affluent black neighborhoods, do y'all talk about black on black crime? No, because y'all don't have the money. That doesn't happen.
And you know, it's interesting. I was talking to a police officer in a very affluent city in Virginia. And he was saying they don't make a lot of money on their force. Like, they're the ones hollering broke. Because I was like, yeah, and it didn't dawn on me until much, much later. I was like, yeah, they're not putting their money in their police force. They already know if they call the police, police gonna come do what they supposed to do. Their money is going into their school. A school system, and they have hospitals, and they have, you know, like community, you know, parks and services and nice, you know, foliage. You know what I'm saying? And so that's why I was like, yeah, a lot of, like, you know, there are a lot of communities that don't spend a lot of money on their police department.
Right. Yeah. They're like, oh, they only make this amount. I'm like, it's probably, and it's like, I'm sorry. Black and black crime really drives me nuts. Because I'm like, that is not a thing. Stop doing that.
And, you know, it got to the point where I was like, you know, we can talk about crime, but the thing that pissed me off was what I noticed on my feed, because we're from the burbs, is that it was a lot of black folk that was like, black on black crime, what about black on black crime? And I'm like, but you're not even from the community that deals with poverty, because if you were, you'd know that they have all kinds of community organizations and coaches and mentors and programs that they do, you know, that the people in the community do with their free time. But you don't know that because you're not from there and you ain't going over there to do anything about it.
Exactly. Because I watch people do it. I'm like, I'm tired of black people carrying the water of white supremacy. I'm tired of women carrying the water of misogyny. I'm like, I'm so sick of it. It's like, please stop. And it's like, that's the thing. This is when you know shit is systemic, because you don't even realize that you're doing it. You're like, oh, well, I mean, I'm like, you don't, do you hear yourself? And it's like, we all do it to a certain, it's like certain things we just go, oh shit. And it's stuff that you just got to unlearn, but please stop. Black on black crime is not a thing. And please don't write to me and say, yes, it is. And I'm going to be like, you know what? You're right. I will say black on black crime is real as soon as you tell me that taco on taco crime is real.
Bruh, okay.
He's like, tell me what a hot dog on hot dog crime is.
Because sometimes motherfucking tacos fall apart and it's because they done fell in on each other, they collapsed on itself. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you know what taco crumb is? Probably putting ketchup in your fucking taco. I'm sorry. I'm rude. Let me shut up.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
It is. It's just a crumb. Okay? That is a crumb. Eating french fries with your taco is a crime. Okay.
Taco on taco crime is when you pick up a nacho and the taco chip. Fucking's a crime.
Taco on taco crime is whatever contraptions they have at Taco Bell. Like, let's put this shit together. I feel like this is wrong.
Pisses me off.
Woo, that's so funny. That is a crime. Okay, next story. Final story in low-key. Miss Halle Berry has it was grand opening and then grand closing on her playing a trans man. This was her statement. Over the weekend, I had the opportunity to discuss my consideration of an upcoming role as a transgender man, and I'd like to apologize for those remarks. As a cisgender woman, I now understand that I should not have considered this role and that the transgender community should undeniably have the opportunity to tell their own stories. I am grateful for the guidance and critical conversations over the past few days, and I will continue to listen, educate, and learn from this mistake. I vow to be an ally in using my voice to promote better representation on screen, both in front of and behind the camera. This happened so quick that some people were like, I saw the apology. I didn't know what the fuck she was apologizing for. What's she apologizing for?
Honey, she did like within 12 hours.
Right. It was like, she didn't even double down. She didn't argue with nobody. She was like, I'm wrong. Have a good day. Love y'all. I love us for real.
I felt like, honestly, I thought that this was like a, what is it where they're acting it out, but it's like fictional, but they're acting like it's, what is it? I thought this was like to kind of demonstrate for like Scarlett Johansson and other actors. This is how you turn down.
Because homegirl, that's the thing. It's like, I don't know if Scarlett is a cautionary tale or not, because Halle is also the kind of person that on the red carpet for Black media, they don't get the whole high profile person, and she's the one to go up to them. Oh, no. There's my people over there. I got to go talk to them.
Yeah.
When everybody else would walk right past them. So it's like, I'm glad she did, because I'm telling you, they would have dug in her ass.
Like, girl, what Halle, you doing? But you know, Halle has always been African American.
Oh, girlfriend is like, I'm a Black woman.
Period. Yeah, oh, she's like, my kids are Black because I'm Black. And I'm like, okay.
She said that right in front of her. She right sat there when she won her Oscar. She said in front of her white mama that accompanied her to the Oscars. She's like, no, I'm a Black woman. Her mother's like, what you want me to say? I mean,
that's right. She's like, I mean, always vocal that her mama told her when she was growing up, like, people are not going to treat you the way they treat me.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to know that. And she was, because of that, Halle always, you know, she was like, no, I'm Black. And I, that's genuine with her. She's always been a nigga. I've always been Black.
Mm-hmm.
She did BAMPS. That lets you know.
Yeah. My girlfriend has been like, I've been Black for like 50, 11 years. I'm not going to be un-Black for anybody. She's never been like, I am biracial. She's not even done that, which...
Yeah, she's
like, good. She could have, because I'm like, technically she is, but she just was like, no, I'm Black. So it's like, what you want me to do? So,
and that, you know, there, that's, and I think that's generational.
Mm-hmm.
I also think it's generational because when I was growing up, that's kind of what it was. Mm. But I grew up in a predominantly Black area. So Most of the biracial children were like, yeah, I'm Black. They're like, my mom is white, but I'm Black.
Yeah. And, yeah. So I think that is. Yeah. So it is not my place to give her a kudos. So I will not. But grand opening, grand closing. She's like, nope.
She did the right thing.
She did the right thing. It's like, it's not for me to say bravo and kudos. Nope. Because I watched the whole documentary of Disclosure. There was a lot of, right. It's like a lot of, right. If you think about a lot of white people who have won Oscars for either playing a trans person or an LGBTQ+ person, it's kind of like you go, yeah, we're kind of past that. It's like, there's way too many people that you actually could be looking for, but you're not. Because they tried to play like, oh, we can't find nobody for Aladdin. Because they tried that with Aladdin. It's like, all these little blogs and posts and magazines found lists of people. They're like, you can't find somebody to play Aladdin. Really? You're just not looking. Mm-hmm. It's like, and you don't need anybody bankable. You got Will Smith. So, I mean, you could literally look for anybody. And those kind of roles are good for people that everybody doesn't know. Because, like, I don't know why we walked away from making people stars as opposed to putting a star there to get people in the seats. If the story is good, they'll get there. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't know when that started where we like switched to, no, we got to have a star in it as opposed to we're going to find somebody and they'll be so great, it's going to bring people in. And kind of, you know, I'm thinking of Jennifer Hudson when I think that, but people knew her from American Idol, but a lot of people who didn't watch American Idol didn't know who the hell she was. So there's that. You can find unknowns that you can turn into stars. So you can do that. Okay, mid key. This is a lot of music. Anyway, Lady Antebellum versus Lady A. And
let me tell you something.
Woo.
I hope Lady A mops the floor with that group.
And I mean, okay? Mops.
Seriously. I hope she beats they ass handily. I hope their whole case gets tossed. Like, no, you can pick another fucking name. Because the truth is, ain't nobody tell y'all to change y'all name from Antebellum. Ain't nobody asked you to do all that.
Y'all could have. So for anybody who doesn't know, Lady Antebellum is a country group.
Mm-hmm.
They sing the country songs. And so
I'm a little drunk and I need you now.
I love that song. That song's a bop. I mean, I'd be like, ooh, I'm not drunk right now, but I guess if I was drunk, that's how I would feel. That's how I feel about the song.
I have out that tune in my car.
Right.
On occasion, yes.
Right.
Yes.
It's like I've bopped along. I've slapped my proverbial thigh to this bop, you know?
I've not been intoxicated. I don't know. That's not the point. The point is that I can see wrong.
Their name is Antebellum, which has a racist background. Mm-hmm. So they decided to change their name to Lady A. And the first thing I thought is, so does anybody else have this name? That was the first I was thinking. I was like, oh, they're gonna change it. And I was like, I feel like that might not go well. So there is someone. Her name is Anita White, and she has spent decades singing the blues as her stage name, Lady A. So let me read. This is from Rolling Stone. The Black Seattle blues singer has been in talks with the band for weeks about using the name, maintaining that she doesn't want to share the Lady A brand and that she shouldn't have to fight to keep a name she's used for more than 20 years. With a newly filed lawsuit from the band, Lady Antebellum is suing her. She now may have to fight in court for it. After getting new legal representation, White sent a revised settlement offer to the band this week, which included a demand for financial compensation for the first time. White asked for $10 million, which she says would have been split between herself and donations to Black Lives Matter, a charity for seniors and youth in Seattle, and musicians in need of legal counsel. Country trio Lady A, who's had a registered trademark on the name since 2010, responded by suing White over the name rights on Wednesday, asking for no monetary damages, but for a declaration that they aren't infringing on a trademark and using a name that both parties can continue to coexist. In their suit, the band called White's financial demands exorbitant and noted that prior to 2020, White did not challenge in any way plaintiffs' open, obvious, and widespread nationwide and international use of the Lady A mark. White says that while the band told her they'd ensure she didn't get buried behind the group, she thinks the damage had already been done. She claimed it was harder to verify her name to upload her new single, The Truth Is Loud, a few weeks ago, and that it's more difficult for fans and new listeners to find her on streaming services like Spotify. This is coming from her. They want to change the narrative by minimizing my voice, by belittling me, and by not telling the entire truth. I don't think of myself as a victim, but I've worked too hard too long and too hard to just walk away and say, I'll share the name with them. They want to appropriate something I use for decades. Just because I don't have 40 million fans or $40 million, that should not matter.
Yep.
So this is why folks have a problem with performative allyship. Oh, we're going to change our name because it's racist. Hey, I have this name already. Oh, well, I mean. So this is also from part of her interview. Mm-hmm. At this point, I'm not surprised by anything they would do. When they talked about how talks broke down, they never talked outside of trying to get me to do what they wanted me to do, which is coexist, and that's something I never wanted. I stand by that. I've said it so many times, and in our conversations, I told them I didn't think coexistence would work. They said they were going to do their best efforts at ensuring that my name could stay out of the forefront with SEO and streaming services. Before them, my name was under theirs. I couldn't find myself easily. I could find myself easily, no problem. Now you can't find me anywhere, so their ability to keep their word was false. Their best efforts were hollow. They didn't mean what they said. Otherwise, I would have been erased. I have new fans sending me emails asking how to get my music because they can't find me anywhere. The shifting of their name follows the trend of many other groups and organizations working to distance themselves from racist undertones in the wake of uprisings in this post-George Floyd world. Oh, I'll get to that in a minute. Not wanting a name that is a reminder to many Black folks of how so much was taken from us, our freedom, languages, families, and even our names make sense. However, to do so by taking the name on which I, a Black woman, have built my career in the music industry for over 20 years is ironic. Lady Antebellum to Lady A didn't change the connotations or yield them being inclusive. They are yet again using their privilege to take because I don't want to share in the name. They brought this to the forefront. I didn't. If they had been true to their word, their name would have completely changed. They have the means and the power. They claim to be allies and that they wanted to change their name out of the racist connotation. And then they sue a Black woman for the new name. Band member Hillary Scott kept calling my producer in Jackson, Mississippi, wanting to talk to me. Finally, I said, okay, I'll talk to her. When I talked to her, she immediately went into tears. She was apologizing, saying she didn't mean to cause any harm. I asked about changing the name to Lady A and told her it was still the same racist connotation since it's just an abbreviation. How do you change that? I'd asked, and she never answered. Next thing I knew, I had a call with Lady A members, Hillary, Charles, and David. We were on the call with our teams and had some ideas. I could be Lady A, the artist. They could be Lady A, the band. That way we could let people know that works. They didn't address that. Then I said I could change my name, but I don't want to. I want to keep my name. Then they said we can coexist. I told them I just didn't see that happening. I let them talk it out. They talked about me coming out to Nashville and us doing a song together. That doesn't make sense. They talked about doing a documentary, but that wasn't what I asked for. Charles sent a text with a piece of that song to myself and my producers. They were working on it and I didn't respond at first. I let them talk about it. My producers started sending some music back to sort of beef it up and make it so both of us could do it. I said it'd be nice to do a song together, to do a documentary on allyship and how we could come together on this. But I still didn't think coexistence could work. I said that from the beginning and I'll never change my view on that. They came back with their agreement, which didn't address my concerns, and I knew what they wanted. They wanted a story that showed us getting along. They wanted me to make them look good in the eyes of the public. And that's why that Zoom call was so important to them. It wasn't important to me. I went along with it, figuring maybe they keep at their word, but that didn't happen. After the many personal discussions, texts, and insincere phone calls, I decided the best thing for me to do is rebrand myself, which is one of the reasons I asked for anything monetary. It's only right that I should be able to rebrand myself in order to continue to serve my fans, my community, and the artists and upcoming artists I mentor and teach along with my other community activities as an activist. I never asked for a dime, but they weren't listening to me, and I knew they weren't being genuine. With being a real ally, you put your money where your mouth is, and you put your words into actions. They tell a story that I asked for $10 million, but they didn't tell the true story, and they didn't say why I did it. I said, I saw this wasn't going anywhere and they erased me. So what do you think I'm going to do? I have to rebrand myself. I don't want to have to share a name with you, and you shouldn't be allowed to just get a slap on the wrist. I wanted my name. All I ever wanted was to keep my name in the blues genre doing what I did. I should not have to bend to the band's will because they've got money. So you're going to appropriate my name. I thought it was only fair I could rebrand myself with $5 million. I could help my community. I could help my church. I can help other artists. And the other $5 million to support was supposed to go to Black Lives Matter to help other artists with this struggle. And it was for my singers and youth. I'm not going to stop doing what I'm doing, but I'm not going to allow you to take something from me. I didn't ask them to pay for it, but if you're going to do that, if you're going to go that far and just disregard me altogether, then yes, I want to be compensated for it because I think they're wrong. They do this to make me look bad, like I'm just out for money. I didn't need their money before. I have a job that I'm retiring from, and I have music that I do. My life was happy before I met them. I do community work. You need to understand that if you're going to be an ally, you need to speak up bravely about what is going on. And if they're saying they're an ally, they are lying to the American public. How would I have thought to look at the trademark? Why would I have challenged them? They were going by Lady Antebellum before. They weren't going by Lady A. Anytime I went on Google, I only saw Lady Antebellum. I never saw them referred to as Lady A. I was Lady A for 30 years, regardless of whether I have a trademark. This is what kills me about white privilege. Their advantages let them do whatever it is they want to do. They have people in their camp to go out and get their trademarks. I never had that. I managed myself. I booked myself. I put my brand name out there. Lady A has been tattooed on my shoulder for over 20 years. I have worked hard to get where I am. I didn't have all the accoutrements, all the lawyers or anything like that. Everything I had, I made myself with the help of a few people who loved me, who supported me and believed in me. You look at privilege. Even now when I'm talking to you, I have to hold back and watch myself with what I say. I can't be my authentic self because if I am and you write something I say, it can blow back on me. They don't have to think about what they say. I have to think about everything. There's such white privilege that when a person of color, an indigenous person or a black person calls them on their crap, they're so offended by it that they don't see. They've been allowed to have that privilege. Am I an angry black woman? I am angry because of the lack of consideration for me and my people. Like I said, this isn't just about me. I didn't ask for that money just for me. If I give up my name or share my name, I'd be a sellout to my people. I still need to talk to my attorney. The ideal situation right now would be for them to change their name. If they are in fact allies, they have the resources. They have the money. They can change their name. It wouldn't cost them a dime. We have to remember the reason for the name change. If it wasn't the true reason for the name change, none of this makes sense.
You know, that is...
Girl.
Daddy, I want a goose that lays the golden egg. Don't care how, I want it now. Daddy, I want a goose that lays the golden egg. Daddy, I want it now. Like, that's...
What in the Veruca peak. Salt hell is going on here?
Peak!
It was like, peak. Wait a minute. Like, oh, we just can't hear names. I was like, I hope it's nobody else with that name out there. That's literally what I thought. There is a lady there. I'm like, oh, okay, so y'all gonna have to think of something else. And y'all didn't want to think of anything else. It's like, you could have just did something else. Like, people are gonna know who you are. Aren't some of y'all like going like... What in the hell is going on? It's like, why did y'all think this is okay? And then you're going to sue her because she's not like, yeah, I'm just going to give you the name. You're going to bulldoze her. Let me get this right. You change your name because of racism, and then you're going to do something that could be seen as racist because you're like, well, we want to change our name, and oh, well, you don't have the trademark. And it's like, nobody else is going by Lady A. So, and you're like, oh, we've had it for 10 years. So why didn't you go with it 10 years ago? I'm good on the band. They literally could have said Lady A colon the band. It's like, what does the A stand for exactly? Change your fucking name. If it really is about racism, it's like, why are you going by A?
They don't know what to do with their hands.
Is that, it's like, what you want, boo? What you want?
They don't know what to do with their hands at this point, because it's like, it's performative. You are now probably upset because now you actually have to think of a totally completely different name because you didn't know you were going to run into it. After you thought, oh, we'll just change it to A, it's like, oh no, someone's there. But it's just too much for you to actually do the fucking work.
Mm-hmm.
And just find another name so you can fulfill
any name out there. Pick one. I don't care.
And your fans would have kept up with you because fuck it. You have the means to do this shit.
Right.
And if you really meant it, you could have done a lot of things differently instead of messing with this lady. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to listen to your quarter after one bullshit no more. I'm not. I'm done.
I'm good.
And I'm mad because I liked that song. I liked it.
Yeah.
That was the bomb.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm like, yeah, I'm good on you. Until you do right by her, I hope everything you have crumbles. Mm-hmm. He's like, I can't. I'm like, that's not okay. So, because one is like, oh, we're going to change the Lady A. Because the first time I heard him, I'm like, but what's the A going to stand for? I was like, so what does the A stand for? Antebellum? Okay, what was the point? Because one, you didn't know that before 2020.
You knew. They're plantation enthusiasts.
It's because like, what the hell? It's like you, 2020 is not, like, it's like, a plantation aesthetic. Right, it was like, wait a minute, you didn't know before 2020 what antebellum was referenced to? Are you effing kidding me? Y'all didn't do that when you, I don't know, were coming up with the name? Girl, you think people, see, y'all think people so stupid. It's like, God, I hope she get everything. Because one, I'm pretty sure you have the money. You could have just gave it to my, oh no, that's way too much money. I'm like, she didn't ask you for 50. And I'm pretty sure that y'all got it. And if you don't, your record company got it. I'm pretty sure y'all could have figured this out, but you didn't. You want to see, we're working together. I'm like, yeah, no, that's confusing to me. I'm like, I don't want to go see Lady A. I want to see the lady named Lady A, especially if you're a
now
fan of hers.
I want to see her. I don't want to see you.
I don't want to see you. I want to see Lady A. I'm like, where is she? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if you, the thing about it is that if you, so I am going, there's the thing. I'm going on Tidal right now. You go on Tidal. You type in Lady A. They came up. They come up. You type it in Apple Music. They come up.
I'm over it.
So it, but if you look for the artist, you can find her. You can find her and so it's three things. If I put in Lady A, this is what comes up in Apple Music. Her, Lady Antebellum, Lady A, Lady Gaga. Mm-hmm. I didn't even understand. Oh, also Ella Fitzgerald comes up. It's super weird. I don't understand. Hmm. Billie Holiday, LL Cool J. It's super weird. Lady Saw comes up. It's so weird. But it's like, it's probably because I literally stopped at A. So that's probably why. But yeah. But she's not on Tidal. I'm gonna look one more place and it's gonna be Spotify. Spotify is probably gonna be a little bit different because they probably will, but if you are telling everybody that your name is now Lady A.
Yeah.
This is a problem. So yeah, she does come up, but it's and there's also somebody. Oh no, that's her. I was about to say, there's 2,000 people called Lady A. No, she has a Lady A, but in her name, I will say this, A is in quotes.
Hmm.
Nobody's putting the quotes, so that's why she has two different listings in Spotify. One with Lady A, and then one with Lady A with the A in quotes. But still, the top result for artists of Lady A is Lady Antebellum. So yeah, this is some bullshit. Okay, it's some bullshit. It's like, oh god, y'all are the worst. Okay. Speaking of the worst, Christian Cooper said he will not help prosecute Amy Cooper.
Man, what?
girl, I was like, so for everybody who doesn't remember, Christian Cooper is the man who was, who would have been arrested and or shot. I don't know which one, because Amy Cooper was called the police, tried to file a false police report by saying that a African-American man is attacking me. And it's all is because Christian told her to leash her dog, because that's what the signs in Central Park say. So he taped the interaction. He sent it to his sister. His sister put it online. I'm bringing this up for a reason. But she lost her job. She lost the dog. She got the dog back. I'll bring that up. She got the dog back. Then the state wanted to bring, is the state? Let's see. The Manhattan District Attorney is bringing charges against her for filing a false police report, which is a crime. But Christian, he does not want to participate. He doesn't want to do this. He said, she's already paid a steep price. That's not enough of a deterrent to others, question mark. Bringing her more misery just seems like piling on. I'm going to do this one part. This is what he said before all of this, right after it happened. It's not about her. What she did was tap into a deep vein of racial bias. And it is that deep vein of racial bias that keeps cropping up that led to much more serious events and much more serious repercussions than my little dust up with Amy Cooper. The murder of George Floyd, the murder of Ahmaud Arbery, and before that, Amadou Diallo and Patrick Dorsman and Eric Garner and Tamir Rice. Notice he only mentioned Ben, but that's neither here nor there. So it's very interesting that he went from this to, hasn't she suffered enough? All right, now you can go. Go on, Greg.
No, because I want justice for those married women's marriages she wrecked, and the whose husband she stalked. She was horrible before this whole incident. The incident, which I'm sorry, I'll never get over the fact that you actually could have died. Had this progressed any further.
Exactly.
No. Fuck her. And fuck you. This is why black, can we, oh Jesus, it's all, it be your own niggas. It be your own niggas.
Girl.
It be your own niggas.
Isn't that much of a deterrent? Have you been paying attention? No, it's not.
Nope.
Losing that, like, obviously, have you been paying attention? She is not an exception. She seems to be the rule, because there hasn't been a shortage of white women and men calling the police on black people, trying to tell them either they're in the wrong spot, they are not following the rules, or how dare you tell me to follow a rule. It's very interesting that it's, when it comes to rules in public, it only really needs to be enforced by enforced for black people and other people of color. But if you tell a white person to follow a rule, all of a sudden you're like, who the fuck you think you talking to? And it's like, how very interesting. You don't think you have to follow the rule. It's like, it's almost as if historically in this country, white people have been the enforcers and not the enforcees. It's wild to me. It's almost like historically that's how it's always been. Like, crazy. Like, I can't believe it. That's so nuts. I don't even know what to say. Go on. Woo. It's like, girl. I'm like, no, her getting actual, like, a fine, because it was like, I'm sorry, I don't think she was going to jail for this, if we're being quiet. She wasn't going to jail. But these charges would deter a lot of white women from doing this shit. A lot of white people from doing this shit, period. It's like, hey, so this is not okay. That's why they try to get laws in states on the books. Like, hey, so no, you can't just call the police on a black person because they're black and you want them out of your face. That's not how this shit works. So now you have people, there's like Karen law, Karen with a C. That's one of, I think they're working on it in California, which California's a blue state, but you know, racism don't care about blue or red. Let's just go there.
You heard me?
Huh?
You hear what I said?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. My phone was ringing for whatever reason. So what I was saying was my issue with her was that she was being, it was very intentional on her part to get him in trouble and to cause a spectacle or make spectacle where he would end up either in jail or possibly potentially harmed when the police arrived, because she was hysterical. She knew, like, just even watching her switch into hysterics, you know, was egregious.
Yeah.
Egregious. That's the part right there.
Yeah.
That I'm sorry, I can't look past that.
Yeah, because it's not lost on me. The reason why this got so big is also because of the way she was treating that dog. And there are people who are more concerned about the animal than the fact that she's going to tell the police that some African-American man is attacking me. I'm like, you know his people are from Africa? You sure about that? They're not from, well, I don't know, the Caribbean? No? You know that? Sure about that? But like, there are more people concerned. Oh my God, that poor dog. I'm like, she could have gotten that man killed. What are you talking about?
Call me in before you call me out, sister. Okay? I was concerned.
I was concerned too, because it was like, first it's like, okay, why is she hurting this dog like this? I wasn't more concerned. I was just like, there were people that were more concerned about the dog than him. I was like, I was concerned about him and then the dog. And then you watched this.
But in retrospect, were we not onto something? In retrospect, I mean.
It's like, that's genius, because there's some people who don't care about Black lives, but they care about that dog. Can I pet that dog?
Can I pet that dog?
Girl. So there are people like, maybe he's a prison abolitionist. And I was like, so that's not what's going on here. For if you are a prison abolitionist, sure. I don't think that's what Christian Cooper is. But sure. I was going to say, I'm like, prison abolitionists? No, I think weakest link is what we're thinking. Because, honey, she would not be offering you all of this sympathy if the shoe was on the other foot. Well, she'd want you under the prison. She'd want you in prison. And she would hire a lawyer to make sure of that.
Oh, honey.
And I know there's people to
court with a neck brace on.
Oh, please. Yeah. Exactly. It's like, oh, she'd have found a way for you to get actual jail time for this. They'd actually find some weird obtuse rule to apply to this just so you'd be in the prison. So, yeah, no. You were acting like, hasn't she suffered enough? You're under the impression that she's going to jail. No, this is a deterrent. Press charges. It's fine. And they're like, this is going to make our job hard. I'm like, you have a whole fucking video. How much do you need him, really? Mm-hmm. If we're being honest, I'm like, you have a whole video. And now social media posts, they are admissible in court. So you kind of, don't use that as an excuse. You can move forward if you really wanted to. But again, I say, he's not the one that put this out. His sister did. And if I was his sister, I'd be ready to punch him right in his face.
Yeah, because his sister was the one who brought attention to what happened.
Right.
And so she wanted justice for it. And see, that's the thing. Why do we as Black women want more for Black men than Black men?
Exactly. And you know, because one, I don't think he has a Twitter. So you know, all those hateful white people, they came to her. Mm. They didn't go to him. They're coming to, because they're going where this video originates from. So they're going to her.
Yeah.
So again, sure. You could have just said nothing. You could have been like, I mean, I'm going to give you my statement, but you're going to, I mean, if you're at this point, I'm like, here's the bar under the floor response for me. You could have just gave your fucking statement and said, this is all I'm going to give you. Here's my statement. This is all you need from me. Because honestly, are we thinking about this is going to trial? Of course fucking not. It's like, this is not, what did you think was going to happen? Except her actually, I'm sorry, there are consequences. Stop trying to hide people from consequences. You do bad shit, there are consequences. That is called being a fucking adult. Mm-hmm. You have consequences, boo. I'm sorry. That's it. Just fuck him. I'm sorry.
Completely.
I can't even get anything past like, oh, fuck him. It's like, all right, sir, whatever. So
that's all. It's just it. From here on out, because my thing is, I can't want more for you than you gotta want for yourself.
You know? Exactly. Like, you could have been killed, but sure, she suffered enough. Your mother would be mourning you. Your sister would be mourning you. But sure, she's had enough. She lost a job. I'm pretty sure she can get a new one. Mm-hmm. That's fine. All right. We're going to have some rap nigga minutes. This is still Mickey, but this is a whole bunch of rap niggas doing shit. So... 50 Cent and Lil Wayne decided to go on the whole internet and talked about angry Black women and his quote unquote preference for exotic women. I don't know what the hell that means. According to 50, when he was on Lil Wayne's Beats One Young Money radio show, I honestly didn't know he had a fucking show because he doesn't seem like he can read. So I'm very confused. Maybe because radio shows you don't need to read. According to 50, they get mad. He's talking about angry women, but he's talking about angry Black women. They get mad. They get angry. You see a lot of sisters go, fuck you with this kind of girl and that kind of girl. That shit is exotic. That shit look a lot different than the shit you see in the neighborhood all the time. That shit looked like it came off a boat. And Little Tunchi kikied with this. Little Tunchi with a whole Black ass daughter.
Ugh.
A whole Black ass daughter.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. I mean, because did you see Ray Janae? Like, after this, she was like,
I'm Black. I'm beautiful. I'm enough. I'm exotic. I'm amazing.
And I was like, yes, girl, affirm yourself. Affirm yourself.
Why should she have to do that? Your own daddy is laughing at this shit. Your father.
I cannot. And that's why I feel bad. I feel bad because... I don't know.
I'm sorry, but I'm so... As if I was into the hippity hops before, I'm slowly but surely divesting more from the hip hop. Because honestly... The more he talks, and I'm talking about Lil Wayne, because I've literally stopped listening to 50 for quite like a while ago. It's like, I'm sorry, does he even make fucking music anymore? I don't even know. I think he just makes shows. But it's interesting that to watch Black men dog Black women out like this, and so when they're like, so when I hear dudes say, not real Black men, I'm like, no, they're real Black men with whole Black children, whole Black daughters, whole Black mamas, whole Black sisters, whole Black aunts, maybe a Black wife. We'll get into that in a minute. It's like, no, these are your brothers and y'all need to start calling them out. Because after a while, Black women get tired. Because not only do we get the shit from the quote unquote exotic women. And I'm like, I don't know what you mean by exotic, but it sounds like you're just saying women that aren't Black, because exotic is super weird, because to a lot of non-Black people, where can Black women are considered exotic. So what the fuck are you talking about? It's like, what? Like, what are you doing? What, seriously, what the fuck are you doing? So yeah, fuck them for this. And again, taking time out of their days when they could literally be talking about, you know, their music or their movies or the books that they don't read because them niggas don't read, or the water they don't drink because they don't drink water, or the fruit they don't eat because they don't eat water. They don't eat fresh food. It's like,
he pick something. Laws of Power. That's what he does. He does read that and pamphlet.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, child, this nigga that got a bullet in his face, if you don't shut the hell up, and you know, he don't like, he don't apologize. And I'm like, see, that's the thing. He keep
he got a bullet in his face.
Just, girl, that nigga with a bullet in his face.
Girl, I swear to God, I want to. If I didn't unfollow him on all social media, I would absolutely tweet that to him. Curtis, give a bullet in your face. Curtis.
Like, shit. Yeah. Giving Curtis is a bad name. Like, what the hell? So I'm like,
yeah, you know, he that raggedy nigga.
It's like, you raggedy assholes. And y'all, and this hiding behind, it's a preference. I'm like, see, that's not what preference is. I would prefer to live. That does mean, it's like, a preference does not mean you got to shit on people that look like you. That it, you prefer to be hateful to your own people. Is that what you're saying? That's your preference? Is that what we're saying? That's the game we don't? Fuck these niggas. Okay. So next rap nigga is Chance the Rapper.
Fuck him.
So Chance has decided to step into the cabinet of the birthday party because his buddy Kanye has decided that he is going to quote unquote run for office, even though he is not quote unquote put in his fucking paperwork to quote unquote run. But you got niggas going like, oh, because we live in a country where you can write people's names in, people are like, oh shoot, I can write his name in. Kind of like in 2016 when folks, a few thousand people wrote in Harambe. Because to them, voting is a joke. And I just really want to scream. So in a few tweets, because he retweeted what Kanye said, and he said, and y'all out here trying to convince me to vote for Biden, SMFH. Are we a two-party system? I'ma keep it real. A lot of you niggas is racist. Are you more pro-Biden or anti-Ye and why? I get that you'll want to reply that you're just trying to get Trump out, quote unquote. But in this hypothetical scenario, where are you replacing Trump? Can someone explain why Joe Biden would be better? I finally got the answer now. I understand. Y'all trust Biden more than y'all trust Ye. I think I understand why. I just don't feel the same way. Okay, sprinting. This is from 2 hours ago. Okay, sprinting down the hill now. I understand the improbability of Ye winning the 46th presidential seat, and I understand that everyone voting for Biden isn't necessarily doing so enthusiastically. I am for Black liberation and do not accept my recent endorsement from Terry Crews.
So he eventually walked it down, but no, I'm sorry. Too little too fucking late because and I'm glad that people understand that Terry Crews is a full-blown coon now, like full-blown at this point, full stop.
That's it. I was like Terry Crews it's like, what the fuck did he do? Homeboy apparently deleted it. So this is because Twitter is forever, but this is somebody said to Chance, is at Terry Crews tweeting for you? nah, and this is Terry, nah, at Chance the Rapper is just doing the math and seeing a lot of things that don't add up. This is what happens when you think for yourself. Chance replied, fuck.
Like, you done stepped in it now, boy. You in it. Like, now you know you done stepped in it now.
Because then...
Up there, put it in reverse.
Because apparently Chance tweeted out, when you get to the top of the hill and realize you have to die on it. Terry Crews retweeted that shit. And now... See, this is how we going to get people to put it in reverse. Just let Terry Crews get at it. They're like, oh, shit, wait, no. That's not what I meant. Hold on. Let me walk it back. Sorry. Whoop, sorry. Abort. We're out. Colton. Ooh. Colton. Get those chains off the doors. Don't do it. Terry likes this. So please tweet coon shit to Terry, because then that'll make these assholes walk their shit back. So the unlikely hero in this is, let me check the notes, Terry Crews. What is today? Everything is funny. Are you kidding me? This, wow. Wowee. But still though, the problem that I really do have with all of this is that if Terry hadn't tweeted, Chance wouldn't think he's doing anything wrong. And this is a very big problem because, one, Kanye himself has no problem if he takes votes from Joe Biden. Yeah, if it happens, it happens. I mean, I don't have no problem with that. Of course, because nothing is going to touch your millionaire ass.
All right.
How fucking dare you? We're literally in the middle of a pandemic and you're doing this, I don't mind siphoning votes from Joe Biden in the middle of a fucking pandemic being handled by a man that shouldn't be fucking president. Are you fucking kidding me?
Kanye.
Come the fuck, and it's like, it's the birthday party. I'm sorry, what's his platform? Celebrations, birthday sheet cakes versus round cakes. What the fuck is his platform? You asshole. You complete and utter piece of shit. And I'm like, and that's the thing. This is not first time that Chance has like stepped in it, but it's like you're doubling down because someone gave the right term for him, reflexive. Anything that Kanye does, he's just going to defend it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, why are you doing that? Why is that your first instinct? Oh, it's Kanye. I love him. Excuse me. Kanye been gone for a lot of people.
Bruh, we knew Kanye was fucked up when Consequence had to break down what the fuck happened with Donda's house. Like,
hello? Who it was just kind of like you go, and Consequence was riding with him for a long ass time. So you just go, shit, this is serious. Another person that was riding with him for a very long time was John Legend. And he put up the following thread. Reporters always ask me if more artists should speak out about politics. I always say, not necessarily. It ain't for everybody. If you're more comfortable just making bops, do that. We need that in our lives too! ! If you are going to speak out, try to do your homework. Read about it. Talk to activists and organizers and people impacted. Be open to evolution and changing your mind. Be intentional and strategic and think about the impact of your words on the real lives of people. Part of an artist's job is to imagine a different future. I appreciate the desire to break free from the strictures of the two-party system in America, for instance, but you can't divorce that conversation from the real-world implications of rooting for a futile third-party bid. As the real-world implications of electing or re-electing someone who doesn't know how to run the government are particularly urgent and impactful in the middle of a pandemic that's been so much more deadly due to an incompetent president. This is not merely an intellectual exercise. It's life and death. Why does angry Arthur Fist have to tell you this shit? That is fucking common sense. Everything he said is just common sense and literally something else everybody has been saying. We are not there. This is not a collective. Oh my God, we love Joe. It's a collective. Donald Trump needs to go. How many more people have to die? Add the pandemic on, add on other shit. Because, hey, he lost thousands of kids in camps. We don't know where the fuck they are. There are people who are still in these prison camps during a pandemic. Some of them have been dying. Are they reported in their numbers?
No.
Of course not. But sure, let's siphon votes from Joe Biden because your rich ass is not going to touch you. So who the fuck cares? Are you fucking kidding me?
Just go somewhere and tear your ass.
I want to knock that three hat right off his fucking head. You ass.
I'm so sick of him.
But you care about the community? He don't give a fuck about your community. I'm like, this is not the election to talk about third party. It's never been. I'm sorry. I love a lot of people who are third party. I get it. It's never going to be the conversation. It's never going to be the time. When is the time? Quarter to never, the way that our country is set up. And I'm not saying that, you know, we should abolish it. That's a word I don't even want to use. I'm not saying that at all. I'm like, I need you to look at the bigger picture. We are not in a place to go, let's talk about third party. Not right now. Not in the middle of the pandemic. Not as we're reaching 3 million people with coronavirus. This is not the time nor the place. Girl, shut up and eat your food. Like, shut the hell up. You don't have to tweet. Get a goddamn diary, okay? Can y'all please just get, they are so cheap at the Walmart. They are everywhere. You can buy them off the goddamn, put all these little ideas, put them in the draft. Get you, shout out to Trillificent. We love you forever. He said it best. Leave it in the goddamn group chat. Leave it there. Don't put, is you dumb? It's like, what is wrong with all of you? Like, I don't understand any of this. Like, seriously, what in the entire, and I cannot stress this enough, fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, boy.
It's like, ugh. It's like, but he walked it back because, so, shout out to anybody. Shout out to whoever it was that sent this to Terry Crews, because, you know, he can't get off the internet either. So that's the quickest way to, for people that walk shit back. You're like, oh shit, Terry is agreeing with this? Let me walk this back. Nothing to see here. Nope. I didn't say nothing. Me. I didn't say nothing, baby. Not me. So shout out to whoever that was. You a real one for like bringing Terry Crews into the chat, because that's a quick way to get him to turn it around. But you know, you're an adult, so you should be better at doing this, because I'm pretty sure that Chance the Rapper is over 25. So there's that.